Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Northfield Podcast. I'm your host, Caleb Gordon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of the program. And so excited you're here with us. Man, I hate to say I was right, but man alive, I just read an article that really proves my last podcast. You can go back and listen to it, where I talk about transgenderism and the fight to indoctrinate our kids. And man, these people that are in the trans movement are being satanically oppressed. Satan is literally manipulating the people that are in the trans movement. And man, they've got a guy that is, well, it's not a guy, it's a girl, but this person claims to be a man, but she's a woman. And this person owns a brand called Abrellin. It's a brand out of the United Kingdom, and it's headed by self-proclaimed gay transgender man known as Eric, per their website. And they've had this collaboration in the works with Target for roughly a year, and the collaboration of these clothing articles include sweatshirts that read "Cure Transphobia, Not Trans People." They have tote bags that read "Too Queer for Here," and another sweatshirt that says "We Belong Everywhere" with a trans flag. And this Abrellin brand is known for having other satanically inspired things. They've got sweatshirts that have pentagrams, horn skulls, and references to Satan or the devil. One of the quotes is "Satan respects pronouns." I mean, it's literally out in front of us. One of the things that I talked about in our church of Sunday school class just this last Sunday is all throughout the Bible, demons refer to themselves as they or them. They have these pronouns. They're the ones who push pronouns. And literally, this brand that is being housed inside of Target is literally saying Satan respects pronouns. And they have t-shirts that are pushing out this hellish worldview. And man, I feel sorry for people that are trapped inside of this. And this is the reason I'm trying to push out the idea that, listen, you're being satanically oppressed. And it's all throughout this article. This is what this Eric person said. That's a woman using the name Eric. "Being called a demon is something I can cope with, and the idea of trans demon is pretty damn cool." What in the world? Like, that's a direct quote. Being called a trans demon is, quote unquote, pretty damn cool. "Most of my work focuses in on gothic or dark or satanic imagery, and coupled with bright colors and LGBTQ plus positive messages." We're mixing all these things together and we're putting it in front of children. If you go look at the Pride section in Target, it is directed primarily at children. Once again, who suffers the most in these kinds of scenarios are children and women. Children and women are the primary target of satanic things like this. And the designer claims that the brand was, it was approached by Target for a collaboration while acknowledging that the designs have already made transphobes infuriated with me. Like, he's excited about this, or she who's claiming to be a he, says the designer claims that the brand was approached by Target for the collaboration. So Target came to them and said, "Let's do this. Let's do this." I am blown away that Christians are still so obsessed with this organization called Target that they want to spend their money there. They want to, and they're, listen, I know that a lot of businesses have Pride stuff hanging out, but man, this group, Target, is just literally puking this junk out, and we are consuming and we are doing our dead level best to still support a satanic organization. You're spending your hard-earned money that God gave you in an organization that is satanically inspired. Like, I can promise you, Target will no longer receive a dime of my money. And listen, my wife loves Target because they have kitschy little brands and cute designs, and this is what Satan does. Satan doesn't lure you in with the dark seedy. Like, it's there, you can see it's there, but man, it's the bright, cute, fancy designs and the beautiful, all the stuff. And what has Target done? Target has approached this designer who is a Satanist. Like, is proud to say that he loves the idea, or she, who claims to be a he, loves the idea of Satanism. And that Satan is proud of our pronouns. And he does all these things, and it's wonderful. And he said, I imagine what it would be like for a younger version of myself to see these things. So he's saying, listen, the younger me who didn't know really what to do with this. And man, this is where people who, listen to me, young people, you can make an impact in your school. Go in with a missionary mindset, getting into the school system. And you can get into the school system, and you, dear young Christian, be bold where you go. Be bold in your stance on the gospel. Love people well, but preach the gospel. Show them that, listen, Jesus is better. Stop pursuing sinful, wicked things and pursue holiness. Pursue righteousness. God is better. Jesus is better. Oh, it just breaks my heart to see these things. This is what we're doing. Target Pride Month partner that Target approached says Satanism or Satan respects our pronouns. Like this, I just talked about this in our Sunday school class. That Satan and demons all throughout the text refer to themselves as they and them and use pronouns. Listen, it's in front of us. It's right in front of us. And what are we doing? We're ignoring it because we want what we want. Well, I want to buy, I like their stuff. I like their brands. I like all their things. I like shopping there. But Caleb, if I stop shopping at Target, what am I going to do? Where am I going to buy my stuff? Listen, you can find cute designed things by Christians and Christian organizations. Just go out and search it on the internet. You can find it and have it delivered to your house. Stop supporting companies that are doing this. Stop walking in and buying your ridiculous Starbucks drink that supports abortion. And then going to buy more stuff that supports these companies that are literally supporting Satanism. So Caleb, you sound really impassioned about this. Because we should be impassioned about this. Like I said, these people are being satanically oppressed, and we're helping them. We're helping them be satanically oppressed by giving money to these organizations. Stop giving money to these organizations like this. Now, I know that it's impossible to shop in the world. If we, you know, so Caleb, eventually I can't buy anything if this is your direction. I'm talking about these big companies that are just massively pushing this stuff out. Like when it's this bold and blatant, this is when I say we take a stand. Like I get it. Like there are going to be companies that are going to have the rainbow junk in there, and they're going to have all the trans stuff. And I get that. But man, there comes a point where you have to stand on your principles. Stop spending money with these people, because you're literally chucking your money that God gifted you to satanic organizations. Find a local person who makes clothing. Find a local coffee shop that you know supports you. Like, listen, Outpost Coffee, great Christian people, love the Lord, great coffee. Listen, better coffee than Starbucks ever thought about making. I love Outpost, one of my favorite coffee establishments in town. Shop there, outpostcoffeeco.com. Check those guys out. Support those guys. This stuff drives me bananas. Like, I cannot believe it that we as Christians are so blind to this. And we just dismiss it. We just dismiss it. Stop dismissing this stuff. It's time for us to take a stand against the hellishness. Like, we're called to conquer. Christians should be conquering. Judges 6. Man, Gideon tears down the altar to Ashtoreth and to Baal, literal Satan worship, tears it down and builds an altar to God. Man, we need some Gideons in 2023 in America. We need some Gideons who are going to stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm going to tear the altars down. And how do we tear the altar down? By boycotting and not spending our money there. Don't put your money where the seat of Satan is. Stop putting your money there. And guess what? We win that way. That's the peaceful way to tear down altars and to win at this thing. Don't shop at these places. Shop with people who you know love the Lord. Do so, like, I know that's going to take a little bit of work, a little bit of, like, figure out ways to shop and spend your money with people that you know love the Lord. Like, I think that's how we win. That's how we figure this out. And we've got to start preaching and proclaiming the gospel. Tear down the altars to Satan and build up an altar to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Caleb, you want to build a theocracy? Listen, we're in the middle of a theocracy. It's Satanism. It's humanism. It's here where the world worships Satan. We are in a theocracy, but it is a hellish theocracy that worships self and Satan. We need to be worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be proclaiming his name above all else. Christ be glorified. Christ be made much of. And I'm telling you, if we do that, we will win. Love y'all.